Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5 hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. And the text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, personal injury law firm, where they always say, there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Let's bring on Stanley Cup champion Jay Caulfield to talk about these Penguinis. He's on the Sullivan Super Service fan hotline.
The big man.
Jay, how are you?
Good, Joe. Hi, Bob. How are you?
Doing well. Thank you, Jay. It's great to hear you and do your work on TV as I watch. Your breakdowns are great. And last night was a big win. I just, the way they're playing, it seems like they've tightened things up a little bit in the neutral zone, and they come away with a win against a very good hockey club, and they had to dig out to do it.
Yeah, I think the LA Kings are built, and that's without their star defenseman, too. Drew Doughty's been out, and they've had a really good first half of the year, and playing, they seem well coached, right? They play a great system. They're defensively, they're always on the right side, But the Penguins exploited by their work, strong defense on the Penguins side, and then the work on the forecheck, and just caused a little bit of problems, and they got opportunities. And again, it was a big win. I think it makes you feel. I think even this stretch, and Joe and Bob, I think a couple weeks ago I mentioned there was going to be a 10-game stretch coming up that was very difficult. And the Penguins have turned their game around inside of that 10-game stretch and even into these next two that we've just seen. Strong hockey. I think when you get good goaltending, number one, and then everybody feels that on the from the defense out, and they're all playing responsible hockey. And at times when there's a breakdown, you need your goalie to pick you up. And it's going to happen because the other teams are extremely talented too. But when that's happened, Ned was really good last night. And they get the 2 points and keep themselves on a good roll when a lot of other teams, guys, are not playing well. And the New York Rangers being one, the Buffalo Sabres have been awful. So a lot of teams in the Eastern Conference, the Penguins have climbed up, and with teams not playing that good, they're finding themselves in a good position getting towards Christmas.
Jay, give us a guy or two who has sparked this revival here, because it's now been, 7-2-1, I think, in their last 10.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been a little space of time now. Who are some of the guys who have sparked it in your mind?
Oh, I think right away, I'm going to talk about that Lizotte because we've talked about him on TV. I thought a couple weeks ago, I'm sure we brought it up last week, I thought Lizotte with Bunting and Beauvillier was all of a sudden the start of a third line that was really good for the Penguins, right? It was really good. They were on pucks. They all played and worked. They all became faster inside the game. They supported. And then Lizotte gets moved down to the fourth line. And I know Mike Sullivan's trying to find these mixes that go with all the lines so you make them all very, the Malkin line, build that, and the third line be strong, and the fourth line all have a chance to produce offensively. But I think Blake Lizotte, since he's come back from the two injuries that getting hit by a puck twice and putting him out for a while, I think that's the difference maker in the lineup. And there's speed, there's tenacity, just creates havoc. That's my one player, Joe. And I obviously also say on the blue line, You lose Pettersson. Guys are stepping up. Carlson's game is picked up. I think when he was playing with Pettersson, he just got better. Their plus-minus numbers were getting to the right side. And Pickering, young defenseman, another one there that's just kind of stepped in. He's on the first pair with Chris Letang. And I think those guys that play in the third pair, Grzyk was on the right side as a left-handed defenseman. And you saw Shea do it last night when Pettersson went out. Grzyk moved up. That's a tough spot to be in, but they've all done a great job. And I think splitting up the power play and having two units was a very good thing to kind of try and spark that. That's all my pieces on top of the goaltending having to be good. And it's all starting to turn around.
Yeah, you mentioned Blake Lizotte. He's been really good. But I think, you know, what's carried them clearly is lack of scoring from Crosby and Malkin in this stretch. And they've been able to get a lot of secondary scoring, which is something I think everybody talks about. But having said that, watched last night, and I was so impressed by Crosby's third period. I think he could have had 4 points. The way the backhand pass that he made to Matt Grzelcyk was just vintage Sidney Crosby, how much he had on that pass and where he put it so that he can make that. But aside from then, Rickard Rakell and Brian Rust, those are two guys I like to focus on because I think of the core. When they mention core, most people don't include them, but they're core pieces here. And both of them have played extremely well, I think, which bodes well moving forward.
Yeah, Bob, I'm probably remiss in not mentioning. I mean, when I said who are these difference makers coming up, certainly that those two on the given night when Rust had the hat trick and turned that game around in Montreal, and then you see Rakell's being steady, having a really nice comeback season with what he went through last year. And I think all athletes, right, Bob and Joe, all athletes go through stretches of something, unless you're Mario, maybe, right? You're Crosby.
Crosby
feels
right.
Like he's off, and he's had 10 points in 10 games, right? But he's not, hasn't scored. But I agree with you about last night. I thought the same thing. I thought the first line tilted the ice against L.A., and they just they dominated, and they had opportunity after opportunity, and eventually Rakell gets the winner. But, yeah, all those parts, Russ, Rakell, they've all kind of, you know, come together. And that's, and I think the other key point that you both have mentioned is that they have done that without Malkin and Crosby getting on the score sheet as far as goals are concerned. And with that happening, I don't know when, it's been a couple of years since you've been able to see that or rely on that. And the depth scoring that they're getting, timely goal scoring, has been very big, and you certainly need that. And this is, so if you couple that with maybe when Crosby and Malkin get it going on this goal scoring side, it's a really nice, you have a great attack then. And they've been able to do it and climb and get the 500 as far as wins and losses are concerned, not the OTL thing. It's kind of a wacky number all the time anyway. But for me, they've climbed up and they're getting depth scoring, and it's only a matter of time before Crosby kind of starts to light it up as far as goals are concerned.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Does the goaltending, and last night was good, but by and large, does that still remain a concern for you? And man, when I think about it, if that comes together, what they might have.
Yeah, so Joe, I think this, and I believe, and I know this, and I mentioned this on TV. You could tell by the starts that Tristan Jarry has gotten. He comes back from all the Wilkes-Barre stuff. Everything has gone through the ups and downs, the mental probably anguish, I would say, to go through like, as an athlete. As I was just starting to touch on, when you go through a bad stretch and you fight yourself out of it, and trust me, I believe this. It's in any sport or any role you have on a team. When it's not going right and you're trying to right the ship and you got to right it in front of 20,000 people and the pressure's on you, makes it difficult, right? So he's trying to find his way back. I think Jarry got the starts. He's getting the starts that they're saying you're our number one guy. They had to get Ned in last. They had to get him in soon. They couldn't let him, Andy Kyoto does a great job with the goaltenders. They couldn't let, Ned sit much longer and, before, his next game. He comes in last night, gets a big win for his team, and I would expect you to go right back to Jarry. I'm guessing that's what it would look like because he's the number one. Ned is an outstanding backup. They have to have Jarry be the number one. It has to be. He has to produce like that. So, Joe, I do think that's turned the corner. Will it be a concern? I think it'll be a concern, and this is maybe unfair, but until you see that put together a long stretch, people will always have, it'll always be a question mark. But the fact of the matter is, there's nothing else out there that's going to be better than what really, look across the board. There's nothing out there. Tristan Jarry has to be the guy that picks it up and pick it up himself and for the team, and they're starting to do that with the help of your goaltending coach and Andy Kyoto and all the things that go with that. I think they're turning the corner, and you have to keep this on a roll because it'll only be one game when everybody will turn again the other way. Right, it won't. They're in a great role. If you have one off night, everybody's going to be on it again. They have to have one great run, and then you're going to get to the playoffs. And this is the unfair part: until he wins series in a playoff, we're going to get to that conversation when hopefully we're in April talking about that. But that's the way it works when you're in that position, and the Penguins are in the position that they've been in over the last number of years. All these things are going to come together, each and every step and milestone you have to hit. But as a goaltender, they need to have steady nights, each and everything. And I mean, stop what you're supposed to. Steal a few, but don't let the soft goal in. I'll say it. Everybody will tell you that. They'll always tell you that. That deflates a bench. And right now the Penguins are starting to see. We're not seeing that as much. You're on a roll. Keep it going. And, Joe, until they do it for a long period of time, I still think it'll be a question mark.
Let me ask you, Jay, about perusing the Eastern Conference. You mentioned teams that are falling backwards, and the Rangers are certainly one of them. Yep. They have some issues there. But the Washington Capitals, much to my surprise, have one of the best records in all of hockey, and they're doing this without Alex Ovechkin largely over the last couple of weeks. What has made them different? I mean, I did not – I don't know. Maybe I'm just not paying enough attention to the team they have and some of the young players because they got some young players. McMichael's one of them who's just stepping up, making big-time plays. What has been their secret to being this good, this fast, in a season where I don't think many people thought they were going to be one of those teams?
No, you're right, Bob. Now, I think they've lost a couple in a row, if I'm correct now. I mean,
well, they lost to Dallas the other night, And I don't know if they – did they play last night?
Yeah, so I think they might have – maybe I might be off, but, yeah, you're right. I mean, they have been – that is one. If you look at a surprise that is to the season, that is the one right there. So – I think they've just kind of found the right pieces, just like Kyle Dubas was trying to put pieces together to kind of push this, like, not say rebuild when you have Sidney Crosby signed to stay here. He's not here to be rebuilding. He's here to win. So somehow Washington just pulled the right pieces. They make a Chychrun trade. They bring him in for the blue line, send a good defenseman who I like in Nick Jensen to Ottawa. I mean, their goaltending has been good. All those kind of things, to me, have what put them in this position. And they're hardworking, again, well coached, fast, quick. I mean, when you got to be fast and quick in this league, and there's differences, we know. I mean, to me, there's fast, there's speed, but then there's a quickness. Lazat shows a quickness like Mark Greinke when he used to play. Mark Greinke was quick to, you know, hop and get places quick. It's those type of players. They have guys that with speed, they have toughness, they have good, great goaltending right now. They build up their decor with Carlson and Chychrun added to that mix. He's found the right spot. Ovechkin starting off great, and you don't want to see, you know, these superstars go down because they mean stuff to the game. People want to see that. The NHL needs Ovechkin to be in this game and doing what he's doing, just like they need Sidney Crosby. I mean, it's still, to this day, these are the players that people relate to. So, yeah, they found a way, and they're well-coached. The GM has done a great job putting pieces together, and they're right there. Now, at any given time, we see there's stretches, and it can go sideways, and you can be caught. And I believe Carolina's stumbled, and they play a hard, hard type of game, hockey, man-on-man. And when it goes sideways and your goaltending isn't good, you slide down the ladder. And that's what we're seeing. But Washington certainly, Bob, for this, they've been a great surprise. And, again, I think having the Capitals be good is good for the league. And they need it.
Jay Caulfield brought to you by Tom's Watch Bar. Jay, great stuff as always. I can't wait till you and I and Mario and Bob get out on the course. That's going to be awesome. Thank you, sir.
Why don't you stop there, Joe? Why don't you get out, you know, net jets, fly us someplace? You know, if you're going to do this, you may as well just go all out, I think.
My private jet is booked for a while, Bob, but I'll get out there. Thank you, Jay.
Merry Christmas, Jay.
What a man he is, huh, Bob?
He's the best. Very, very, very dedicated golfer. I'll say that, man. He can play.
It's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. In fantasy football, sleepers can win you championships, and that's why I am here. Every episode is just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.